You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everybody. We're continuing on with the five lies of Islam. What are they? Lie number one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie four, that Jesus Christ to the Muslims is the same as Jesus Christ to the Christians. And number five, that the Quran is a holy book. These lies have been perpetrated upon the world with the help of the press. I don't know why they lie for Islam or what their complete agenda is other than destroying and killing us all. But last show, I talked to you about how in Deuteronomy 7 verses 1 through 6, that God says, told Israel, when I give you this land, you go in, don't take their sons or daughters for a spouse for your children. Destroy everything. Don't make any covenants with them. Don't have any peace with them. Destroy it. Now, for Islam, when in 1948, Judah did not destroy the Islam moon god, did not destroy the Islam war god, and did not destroy the Islam sword god. So let's look at another verse talking about this. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 16. It says, but the cities of these peoples, which the Lord your God gives you as a inheritance, you shall let nothing that breathes remain alive. If they would have done this in 48, they wouldn't have this problem today. Verse 17 says, but you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, just as the Lord your God has commanded you, lest they teach you to do according to all their abominations which they have done for their gods, and you sin against the Lord your God. When Judah gained control of the land of Israel, they didn't do what God commanded them, and now look at the mess that the world is in today, and look at the punishment that they are undergoing because they didn't obey God. Let's see who's telling the truth about the land and who this land belongs to, whether it's the Muslims or whether it's the Jews. Genesis 24:7 says, and the Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, to your descendants I give this land. He will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from him there. So God gave this land to Israel. Now Judah controls it today, but they're part of Israel. Got time for another verse. Genesis 26, verse 1. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar, and the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for you and your descendants I give to all these lands. And I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. And I will make all these your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give your descendants all of these lands. Simple. God gave it to Israel, not the Muslims. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.